We take you now to a recording session of Seventh Horcrux by Emerald Ashes, read by Sam Gabriel, already in progress. Now you are invisible. What's going on then? I grinned. We are killing Bellatrix Lestrange. Ron's mouth fell open into a typical Weasley pose. Ginevra said, I wish you'd tell Neville. He's always wanted to do that.
It's very good. Oh, it's very good.
How? Ron squeaked. Remember how Hermione suggested that we should use my connection to the Dark Lord to play upon his paranoia, causing him to kill his own people?
Sort of, Ron said.
Well, he's finally gone to bed at a decent hour, and I've figured out how to activate his visions, I said. So come along before he wakes up.
Ron chuckled nervously.
I can't. You're very important for authenticity, I said. He's come to expect a strong Weasley presence.
Sorry, mate. Lavender thinks I'm a werewolf, and it's the night of the full moon. If she sees me, she'll hex me for sure.
And break up with you, Ginevra chirped.
Right, she'd probably do that too, he agreed.
I suppose we could do it up here, I muttered, glancing around the boys' dormitory.
You might want to put on robes first, though.
Let us begin our latest meeting of the Junior Order of the Phoenix, I declared.
I stood on Ron's bed. Below me, Hermione, Ron, Ginevra, and Neville sat cross-legged on the floor. I made a show of slowly surveying them.
It looks like everyone is here, so we shall move on to our first order of business. What have we...
This is just the... Do you want this baby? We do not care for its voice, but I don't care, I'm doing it.
It looks like everyone is here, so we shall move on to our first order of business. What have we heard from our mother organization?
Ron snorted.
The order's telling us nothing.
Dumbledore did ask us to disband, though, Ginevra said.
He does that pretty often, Neville said.
Order, order, calm yourselves, I said, gesturing for them to settle down.
Let's move on to our next topic. What have we heard from our spies?
This is so much fun.
I have not heard anything from Bellatrix Lestrange. I have not heard anything from Bellatrix Lestrange for weeks, Hermione said.
Hermione said, carefully enunciating each syllable.
I believe she may be dead.
That was too much.
I believe she may be dead.
This is gonna be rough to get through. Fuck.
Neville slumped forward, leaning his cheek against a loose fist.
No, I don't believe it.
Shit. Oh, fuck me.
Well, it was going to happen eventually, Ginevra said. She overacts all the time.
Shit.
She overacts all the time.
Fuck. This scene is so good. Damn it.
Yeah. Like anyone could ever be in love with Voldemort,
Ron said, looking pleased to have stuttered out my hated former name.
We should not lose hope, I said. Voldemort is too arrogant to suspect her. Bellatrix is probably fine. Now let us discuss our group colours. I suggest red and gold, Hermione said. Who approves of that suggestion?
Okay, he's gone, I said. This podfic will be released in its entirety as part of the HP Podfic Minifest on AO3. Reveals begin on September 27th. For other stuff that I've done, visit my website at samgabrielvo.com.